Welcome back to Not Fast, Just Furious. We have a full crew tonight, normal night. R&R 14 was this weekend, so we're going to review R&R 14. Same day as Mortal Kombat. Might do an Urban Legend, but probably going to go over Bro Code for the most part. And of course, questions from you guys. So let's get going.
Funniest thing almost though, when you were starting this, Rocco's ass is poking his head through the window.
Yes,
he's just poking his head through it.
Oh, he'll do that. But, he's crazy.
Episode 27 though.
We may not even need my iPad in this episode.
Honestly, this is gonna be a good episode. I feel like we need to at least rebuttal or come back to having some bangers like usual.
Yeah,
because we struck out the last podcast.
Yeah, the last one I didn't even want to release it after I heard it. I was like, man, we should not post this shit. But I mean. They all can't be great. I mean, this is how it is.
It's a good way to come back to do this. Sorry for not posting something last week. Well, we'll do
I said before we start, why does somebody call out a trip?
Well, here's the thing. We will say something about the Colorado trip when we post our vlog.
Yeah. We want to post
the...
We got a vlog.
No, we have enough content to make a vlog. How do you think of a vlog?
It's in the editing works right now. It's about probably 15 minutes long. So I'm going to cut the audio and put that onto the podcast page as well. So make sure you listen to that's coming up here soon. But Colorado's fun.
I'm actually scared of this Colorado vlog because when he said there was 15 minutes, I remember him recording maybe 2 minutes worth of stuff. So
there's a lot of banter.
I'm curious what the rest of it is, but I'm excited for it.
But getting to it, last night R&R we had one of our many friends of the show. The Ninja was on it. He got his spoiler alert. He won his match. He knocked the guy out. Best thing about that match, though, with him,
He did another fucking backflip.
And the thing is, I don't know if I remember this or not, but do we ask him if he's going to do another backflip or not?
I'm not sure.
So apparently, also with the Ninja, some fun facts. When Travis does drink a lot of, say, booze,
I might message him sometimes.
Now, here's the thing. Travis, right now, message him and see if he can come on the show next week, because... Hopefully he does.
Not tonight. I'm drinking Hennessy. I'm not talking to Brittany Kelly. I'll end up fighting
with
him.
We're going to have Brittany Kelly back on the show at some point. But R&R last night was fun.
Brittany Kelly looked good. That guy didn't have no business fighting him.
He looked 100 times better.
His hand wasn't broke this time. I think that helps a lot. He looked very good.
Yeah, he might have been. He was throwing fucking haymakers.
Yeah, he might be broken now.
He threw the haymakers the entire time, though.
I feel like he just released... all of it, or his biggest punches.
Wasn't the guy he's going against was bleeding towards the end of the match?
Oh, he's got bleeding out of his ear.
Yeah.
His ear?
Yeah, I remember that. They stopped it after that, though. Obviously.
And the funny thing is...
I feel like they started to stop the fight so early this time.
Well, because these are actual, like...
Well, there was actually knockouts.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the cast... I don't know if the cast was necessarily better this time. I think it was a lot of the same people who've now gotten better. But, I mean, I'm kind of with you guys. Like, they started them... Well, stopped them so much earlier, but it seemed like there was a lot better hits being landed. Like, people were actually getting...
Also...
Yeah.
People are starting to realize now, if... you become famous on the internet, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
And speaking of that,
I want to transition this.
So Shizat the Rizat, Brandon Kelly spoke about him on our podcast too. So it sounds like they probably are kind of buddies. And I mean, we enjoyed this guy just because one, he looked like he really fighting that first time we saw him, and he fought this one and he won. And he called out Jake Paul, and then he felt the need to let everybody know if Demi Lovato is ready to be treated correctly. He will do that. So Zach and Shizat the Rizat are going to be...
Well, the thing...
Who did Shizat the Rizat fight?
Some dude that got... Wasn't it a bigger dude, too?
Yeah. Trailer Park! Yeah, it was the Trailer Park guy.
He was so pissed. Because
they stopped him.
He got dropped pretty bad. Yeah, but he said he could still go.
They all said that. But they're not fighting for 100 grand out here.
This guy's got to go to work Monday.
They're fighting for three figures, max.
I think they're fighting for free.
Unless they win.
Canseco made $1 million, but that's because he's Canseco. I thought they said the first one, when they win the fight, they made $5,000.
I wonder how much Swoggle made through that thing.
I bet he didn't make as much as Canseco. Swoggle had no business fighting.
I'm going to make sure in the description when we do this, I'm going to say spoiler warning. Because, of course, we're going to talk Mortal Kombat for this.
Yes.
R&R, from how many people that are in it, like you guys gas my head up last night watching it. I think I could enter into this. I mean, really feel like I could do this.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you what I told you last night. Selfishly, the only reason I want you to do this is so we can go.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go.
I'll 100%.
I mean, I can.
I don't care if you win. I don't care if you lose. I don't care if you're knocked out. I don't care if you're knocked out.
You at least need some. All right, you need at least some sort of training.
How heavy are you? You're 200 pounds flat, basically.
I'm 195.
Oh shit!
Okay. She's at the Rizzo.
No. She's at the Rizzo. I was 175, but Trailer Park was 185. I think.
I'm also 6 foot. You need, I have a fucking.
You need to call out Trailer Park.
All right, Trailer Park.
I need you to make like a little video, like how they do it in the parking lots. Out the parking lots, we'll stop at like Dick's on the way out, or somebody will stand in front of Dick's and make a video calling him out.
No, that's actually very good. But here's the thing, though. I feel like you don't need that much of a boxing experience to get in this. Of course, I'm gonna ask Dave Mon.
I don't think boxing experience does it. If you can stand on your feet and throw punches,
I might see if I can go up to where Brent Kelly's Ultimate Warrior gym is at.
Sucks he's not closer.
That'd be kind of sweet. Isn't it Ohio? I didn't have him training. Huh? No, it's up in
Tennessee, I thought.
No,
West Virginia.
Yeah,
isn't it? Lexington, Kentucky.
Somewhere over there.
Yeah,
he's sitting outside in the corner and advertise it. Remember?
Doing the pull-ups.
Yeah, because he said, Hulk, he wanted to see me do a pull-up.
That was awesome.
And I'm also kind of glad he also put his Venmo stuff back on.
Again.
Because you know for a fact.
I hope he did well.
His mustache.
He's a good guy.
His mustache grew.
Fuck.
Well, also, he grew.
He put on some weight. I mean, like, muscle, though. He looked big.
I'm trying to think. Did Big Country win his match? Yeah, he did. Big Country did.
Or Country Hoodlum, you mean?
Yeah.
Was there a big... I don't think it was Big Country. Yeah, he... Yeah.
Yeah,
because he fought the 400-pound dude.
Oh, yeah, also, did. Some fun fact today.
That dude took some punches.
On Twitter, yeah. They had the R&R Twitter account. They liked my tweet with my bets.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
That's kind of cool. So, yeah, why not? But my bets... I think I got 4 out of 10, right?
I think I like... Maybe 3 out of 10.
Yeah,
dude, if you would have won 10 out of 10, hold on, you would have won over.
So I'm telling myself, I did the betting on R&R, and for some reason I thought you could win by decision in like the first and second round.
You fucking dumbass.
So I don't know, because for some reason when I was thinking when they were waving the fight off, that was like by decision. I wasn't thinking, so I was like just hyped up in the moment. So I fucked my bets up really bad. I had like everybody winning by decision, and like so I wasn't thinking TKO.
No, but there was a lot of things going by. I don't know, because, I mean, they're waving them off. Is that by decision right there?
Like, I feel like it kind of is.
The ref stoppage. Well, it's done in a TKO.
Yeah, it's technically
I feel TKO, like it should be a decision, though.
Honestly, it's R&R. You really don't know, like, the main rules. I mean, it's 3 1-minute rounds.
I will say, the highlight of my night for R&R is I watched... They said, oh, he fucking tagged him there. He went down. Big Cat, no, he slid. Porno said, yeah, watch. And it shows the play, and he hits him right in the drum. Big Cat goes, oh, he got fucked.
I don't remember what their names was, but there was this one fight where this one dude walked out, jacked his shit, tattooed all over, like, look at him.
No, yeah.
Like, dude, you wouldn't fuck with him bar. And here comes this other dude, bald, looks like he's 45, long as shit.
Fuck.
And we're just like, dude, there's no way this
is Trapzilla versus...
No, that wasn't that.
That was Trapzilla.
No, it wasn't. It was some random ass fight.
Are you sure?
1000%
sure. I'm pulling up my message.
Because...
Who fought Trapzilla?
I don't know. Lights out. Lights out fought Trapzilla.
Actually, you're right. You're right.
No, because seriously.
I know who Jairus is talking
about.
No,
that's
the same.
No,
that's the same.
That is Lights Out.
That's the bald dude. Yeah, that's Trapzilla. Lights Out.
Trapzilla did not get knocked out.
Well, yeah, by stoppage time, they had to.
No,
they went the distance?
No, Trapzilla did not get knocked out. I'm talking about the dude who got knocked out. Remember, because we were like, this dude looks like he's
fucking... That's Trapzilla, bro. That's the guy you're talking about.
Yeah,
he's got the whole tattoos on his side.
Oh my god, no.
Promise you, Jay. I promise you it was.
Anyways, yeah, we were like, this dude, there's no way this dude wins. And then they said he was like 20 pounds heavier, wasn't he?
Yes.
It was like 195 versus 170.
And it was noticeable.
Like, and we're like, no way this is true.
All right, but should I enter in R&R? If I could figure it out, would we go to... You want to go to West Virginia?
Yeah,
I would 1000% go to West Virginia. Maybe that's serious.
Are we driving or flying?
I don't know.
I gotta train though, because from the way it sounds like from the last when we talked to Brittany Kelly, it was you don't know until you're actually going there and who you're gonna fight. Because honestly, I think it'd be fun if I tried to fight Brittany Kelly. Because I mean, that'd be a fun show just to happen. But then again, he'd probably kick.
I'm betting on Brittany Kelly.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, hey, I bet on him too.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say I'm gonna dive or anything.
You're not allowed.
I'm at least going to hold my own, because it's also on, like, what, streaming providers? I don't look like a fucking dumbass out there.
Like, I don't know, I feel like R&R, if you, like, just stand up and fight, no one can talk shit to you. Like, I would say, like, I don't care, like guys go out there, I remember, I watched the highlights, I think it was, like, R&R 4, probably. And it was this kid went out there and he was a streamer, a Fortnite streamer. And they talked to him and they come in and fight this dude. And the guy already fought R&R. This guy came for the first time. And the streamer got the fuck beat out of him, dude. Like, wasn't he close? But he never. He got knocked down once or twice. He stood up. He kept going. Like, I was like, man, like, he's getting his ass beat, but he's really out here fucking fighting. Like, he's,
I think I can fucking do it, boys.
I mean, you can try it.
I
ain't fighting nobody.
I'll go for a free trip.
I mean, I have the aesthetic. I wouldn't say I have the aesthetic appealing.
I'm going to make your whole persona and everything, though.
Well, no, this thing's boxing. It's not wrestling. I mean, I've done wrestling.
It's going to be like a, it's going to be like Workaholics when he's Tatum.
Here's the thing, though. Could Kramer be better than the Milkman?
No.
Bro, that little video they played at the beginning, where he's just pouring milk, walking out, and he pushes him and starts screaming at him, and they're fighting. I'm like, oh my god!
I'm pretty sure it's him in versus a magic dog.
I like the thing was, oh god damn it, I got milk all over me. I've always said it.
You know that train, that dude just does
that one, magic dog, smashing
shit at supermarkets.
Bro, I don't remember.
I'm telling you, it was not these two because they went to the decision.
You see,
who did he fight? Cavill?
Who?
Bro, that's definitely them.
I'm pretty sure it was.
We will look it up.
I'm literally on YouTube right now.
We will tweet out the answer if we don't find it during the podcast.
We figured out how to sign this up. Like, Zach, sign me up.
You just go on R&R and do it.
If I try to sign up myself, I'll back out. I just want to do it for me.
I just need the last four of your social picture, front and back of your credit card.
No. We're not definitely doing that. With your state in mind right now in this podcast, I don't think I'm going to let you do that.
Why?
You're going to be the trash man.
Yeah,
I'm
the trash man.
You're just going to eat trash.
Start eating trash. Hey,
you're going to be a bird of war. You already got the
bird. All right. I'm going to be a bird of war. The bird of thunder.
Bro, I get that stuck in my head all the time because it's the same beat of another song. I can never remember what it is.
But. Kramer.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts about Rough and Rowdy?
I will now be counting down for Rough and Rowdy 15. I'm excited for it. I love Rough and Rowdy. I will buy every Rough and Rowdy. I will watch every Rough and Rowdy.
The last time we watched them were pretty
good. I enjoy Rough and Rowdy more than I enjoy UFC at times.
No, I do the whole time. It's great.
I wish I could make more money off
the ring girl. The ring girl shit too is awesome. It's fun. All of it's awesome.
Last night when they were trying to do like a freestyle thing and all the girls were like, we're not fucking doing a freestyle. That was fucking hilarious. Good for them for saying like, no, we're not just going to go up here and just dance it while we're in this in these outfits. Good for them. It's the truth though.
I mean, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's but yeah. Is fucking.
You get the behavior park. You tolerate.
Exactly.
Trailer park, the trash man said he'll beat your ass.
Well, I didn't say that yet, but I'll beat your ass.
Kramer, you need to go get some trash. You can eat it right now.
Kramer, go get him
some trash so he can eat it and show his worth.
Kramer,
no,
on the beer.
Respectful person wants to see a fucking mid-20-year-old eating trash. It's not a good look.
God, I'm not even mid-20 yet. I'm not even 25 yet.
That's mid. You
almost there. Almost there. Once I'm 25, yeah. I'll hit the mid range.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Seen any good movies lately?
I've seen really. A really good movie last night.
Time out.
What's how tall is Trailer Park?
Trailer Park is 6'1", 155.
He's only one.
He's one. I could. How? I'm sorry.
Bro, they are lying about weights on this shit so bad.
I weigh more than that.
Yeah, Zach's heavier than that.
Dude, Zach, why don't you fight Trailer Park?
Because he lies about his weight. Country Hoodlum, the dude. Who are you fighting against?
Around 15, I could probably put on about 10 to 15.
Bro, I'm telling you, what's going to happen is you're going to joke about this, and then they're going to announce in like 2 weeks, Rough and Rowdy 15, Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to be like, you have no choice! I could see that coming to Kansas City.
But would you, okay.
There's no small enough arena.
You can do that to Independent Event Center.
Yeah.
Or you can also just put it. You can do
the. Where's the?
Just put it at P&L.
No. They have the gun show there. The airplane. The air center.
I know exactly what you're talking
literally
about.
Literally perfect.
Yes. No, the.
You know
the Kauffman Event Center.
I think maybe that's. There's two names for it. I don't know.
It's the Kauffman Event Center.
I think that's it. Yeah, because like it's about 40 minutes from here, and it would be perfect.
It's literally like right when you head into downtown.
Yeah, it would
like
be right there. Perfect.
Well, no, honestly, I think P&L be a sick location for it because you
there'd
have
be
open
so
concept.
Many other fights.
You have the, you're right, but you have you can put the boxing ring right in the middle of that. People can always stand around the thing.
Or I pinched it once, I'll pinch it again. I have a pretty decent sized backyard. If you guys want to do it here.
But out of everybody in the group, who should actually be entered into this?
Not me.
You.
You really think I should?
You're the one who's always...
You're the one who wants to fight.
Hey, honestly, if we're ever out somewhere and something pops up, my boy's getting in trouble.
But honestly.
Just be like, Mac, help me.
I need more. This
freaking like I said,
for me to fight, I need more Henny. So
you need some more Henny?
Like I said.
You have the Henny right there.
I think... The problem with the Henny is, I didn't realize when I bought it that I went there, I didn't really pay attention about this. Well, it is VSOP. Someone's going to be pissed. I don't know about this. Well, this bottle is about twice as much as a normal Henny bottle. So I start with that, and then I'm going to go to normal Henny because that's too expensive to be using sparingly.
Are you going to get some ice, bud?
Yeah, I'm going to finish this real quick. All
right. But yeah, Rough and Rowdy 14 officially over. Now we're moving, looking forward to Rough and Rowdy 15. Now, hopefully, if it does ever come to Kansas City. Which honestly, I feel like Kansas City is a good location for things. Because honestly, Kansas City is kind of the middle parts of the United States. If Barstool wants to get more people to come in, maybe some West Coast people to come in, so I guess Kansas City is a good location for it.
It's very
yeah, but if it ever comes to Kansas City, though, I will definitely enter myself in.
Or I don't know how to enter yourself in.
I don't know how to enter. Apparently, you just go to the website. That's what Travis has been saying the entire time. So it's like, I guess if you just go to the website, I guess it's right there. Or if it'd actually be kind of funny, though, if I ever get hired by Barstool, then I get in Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah, you might have to fuck up.
Anytime Barstool has a job opening, I'm applying for it.
You might have to fuck around and fight Billy Football, though.
Oh, I would fight Billy Football. I think, from watching what Billy Football did, I think I could probably take Billy Football.
He knocked Jose Canseco the fuck out.
Well, he did. That's very impressive that he did that, but I feel like I could do the exact same thing by the way that the shape and condition Jose Canseco.
No, Jose Canseco took a dive.
He's 55 years old. I could just...
Speaking of taking dives, I didn't mean to segue into this. Ben Asher took a dive.
Ben Asher took a hell of a
You
dive.
Can't convince me otherwise.
Well, did you see how like smiling he was after the fight?
Bro.
Plus, he looked so out of shape, it was ridiculous.
You just can't convince me that this man sit there and took 15 punches from Robbie Lawler.
When is Brody going to fight Jake Paul? That's what I want to
know. Is it Jake or Logan?
It's Jake. We don't like Jake. Logan's going to fight Mayweather. That's actually going to happen this next month.
In June.
But I... Gosh, Jake Paul and Ben Asher fight. I'm glad I did not watch that.
I watched it.
Did you pay money for it?
Let me. I'm gonna take this hat off real quick. I'm gonna go on a rant for a second.
Hey, y'all, talk about this for a second. I'm gonna get my dog some water. All right.
So here's the thing.
He's in there pissed.
It was on this new thing called Triller. Have you guys ever heard of it?
Trillo?
Triller.
Triller.
I've heard of it. Yes.
I've never heard of this thing.
It's a little so, up, isn't it?
Well, I really
don't. It's kind of like how Let's go.
Anyways, so. This was $60, and I paid $60 for it. And
he didn't pay $60 for it.
Oh, we can say that?
Yes.
I didn't pay shit for this. Anyways.
Hey, we all know what Reddit is.
Anyways, so the first fight happens. It's like a two-round, this is like legit, six-round, three-minute rounds, boxing, like legit, cornerman, all that shit. First fight was like a two-round TKO. I'm like, okay, this might be good. Second fight happens, and it's like, no, I lied. I was wrong. So the first fight happens, there's like a half an hour delay. And no one knows what the fuck's going on. So the whole time, there's just a bunch of commentators talking. The only one I know up there is Mario Lopez. Remember him?
The fuck is Mario Lopez?
Oh, Mario Lopez is the commentator for
okay,
boxing.
So they're talking to Mario Lopez, and then they cut to Pete Davidson in the back, and he's just talking to Jake Paul.
Pete Davidson wants to fight Ben Asher. Ben Asher wants to fight Pete Davidson.
No, did you hear about that? Oh, you didn't hear about that. Anyways, Pete Davidson said something about Ben Askren, like throwing a little low jab at him. And Ben Askren tweeted and said... Tell Pete Davidson's weasel ass to come talk to me before the fight.
Bro, Ben Askren looked so out of shape.
Me and Ben Heiser lost it. We were in tears laughing. Anyways, so I'm not shitting you. From the first fight to the second fight, bro, I'm not exaggerating. Hour and a half late. Swear to God.
Oh my
swear.
God.
There was like five concerts.
Were they just not paid? Like, oh.
There was the talking to the commentators, Pete Davidson's interview. And like Doja Cat sang, Shawty sang,
Ice Cube sang.
Doja Cat was there?
I like Doja Cat.
She was a...
You guys are two.
I like the way she sounded.
Ice Cube was there, Snoop Dogg, Juicy J.
Just for this fucking fight?
Not Juicy J. E-40. Who was Too Short? All sang. Hour and a half wait. Second fight happens. There's only four fights in this card. So the second fight happens. Oh, sure, this is the co-main event. It's like 10:30. Nope. Boring ass fight. Went all six rounds. Six rounds, all 3 minutes. That was the entire six rounds. Another concert. Another fucking interview segment.
Good gosh.
Who played?
So how many fights were there?
Four.
And this was 5 hours almost?
Yep. From 8 to literally, it literally got over at midnight. Want to know why? Because as soon as Ben Ashman hit the ground, Dylan called me and was like, hey, go party. And I was like, bro, the fight's not even over yet.
Well, it technically was. No, like, that's stupid. I was, since we were on Colorado that time, I laid a bet down. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be Ben Askren in the second round. It was going to be a knockout. And there was actually a bet on FanDuel Sportsbook that said this thing's going to last less than 90 seconds. And if I would have at least put Jake Paul on that, I could have won fucking $500.
I thought Jake Paul was going to win. I did not expect him to win.
Thought he was going to win.
Well, that fight didn't last long at all.
Here's the thing.
The most annoying thing about it.
Did he take a dive? Probably.
No, he took
a
dive.
But that punch landed.
Well, the punch landed, but it's kind of like... I'm not trying to compare between the dives, but Billy Football and Canseco, though, because, I mean, Canseco was already hurt, and all he did was get punched in the gut, and he went down.
I don't think Canseco
did. Here's the thing, but Askren got actually connected with.
Yeah, Askren got punched.
And then who Jake Paul call after that? Canelo?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you call out Canelo Alvarez? Like, why?
Tyson Fury's older brother called out Jake Paul. He hasn't acknowledged it.
Tyson Fury's
I lied. He acknowledged it once, but he wants... One of his buddies in the fight.
Imagine Tyson Fury.
That's so weird. I thought it said Tyson Fury at first. One of the guys was like, Tyson Fury called out Jake Paul, and I was like, Tyson Fury? And they were like, it's his son. I was like, that makes more sense.
It makes a lot more sense.
Oh, yeah, brother. I was like, Tyson Fury can't fight Jake Paul. Right. They wouldn't let that happen.
The one thing, though, before we finish,
yep.
It is very, very easy for getting Jake Paul's head. Ben Askren was fucking living so far.
He doesn't know Ben Askren's makes standard foot stances like he's shooting a basketball and then just straight out like this.
Yeah, and he did not, you can ask Cam when he gets here. He did not move. Did you watch the fight? He literally sat there with his hands up like this, like the fucking old 18.
That's him, though. Him. Put him up.
But he's not a boxer.
He's not a fighter. He's a wrestler.
He's more of a takedown grappler.
Watch when he fought the UFC. He never stood up with anybody.
That's why I got knocked out by...
When he got knocked out with that fucking knee to the head, because he can't stand up.
Who was the one that... Ben Askren was on the ground with somebody. I think it might have been Cowboy. And Cowboy's just hitting him on the head. And he ended up finishing the round. But Askren
Askren won that.
Yeah, Askren ended up... They finished that round,
they finished in that fight. Like, that round.
That was that round?
Yeah, because he switched him around, and they got him in the fucking big brother lock.
You at least know that... Ben Askren can fight, but yeah, no. The boxing art is awesome. Jake Paul's a fuck. And yeah, we watched
50 out of 10, I would recommend R&R.
Just talk about
code thing, and then pick up Mortal Kombat next week to get people another week to watch, or should we do it now?
No, we do it right now. We did Mortal Kombat right now because Mortal Kombat was a movie we watched last night. It came out.
All these things we just complained about with the MMA is all gone with Ref and Rowdy, though. Everything that we just bitched about for 10 minutes, how much we hate, is non-existent. R&R, Dave Portnoy would never make me watch anything more than Roan or Caleb Presley or Frank the Tank in between fights. And there might be musical performances. And I'm fine with it. It's Big Cat. Like, I'm cool.
Oh, yeah, Big Cat.
That's what I'm cool. Like, I'm saying, like, I'm not trying to keep talking about this. I'm just saying, like, $20 opposed to 60, you can't beat it. I mean, 20 fights... It took, 20 fights in an hour and a half?
I think
it
was
25 fights.
Yeah, like, you can't bitch.
You get your money worth, and yeah, it was
unless you're one of those, these guys don't have the right technique, these guys aren't standing right. Unless you're one of those people,
watch it. I'm here, and if they're just fucking throwing punches like that,
with an open mind to it, and I'm going to enter myself into it at some
it's
point.
It's so entertaining.
I'm not going to win the BFMM or BF. Go moving on to that. After R&R, we watched the newest Mortal Kombat movie, which I looked on Rotten Tomatoes. They gave it like a 5.8 out of 10, which I don't give a shit about that. I fucking thought the movie was good. It's had stale moments into it. By the way, spoiler alert right now. Yeah, so I'll let you guys know.
But there'll be timestamps on the description of both. And if you don't want to hear this, just go ahead and skip ahead. Watch the movie and then
come back
and listen to it.
Exactly.
So just you can skip past this. I don't want to spoil it for you because, I'd be pissed. And so you're good on that. But, you got to understand Mortal Kombat is very good.
Fucking hilarious. With Kano. In the movie?
No, Kano was very funny.
I wasn't expecting that from him, to be honest. I knew he was going to be like a pretty much a jerk and an asshole.
I didn't think it'd be that good.
I didn't think he'd be like, he's actually throwing one-liners in that carries over.
Yeah, that's pretty... But, he said a lot of shit that I'm not going to repeat.
I'm not going to repeat any of the shit he said. But I did enjoy the fact at the beginning when Sub-Zero came out. It's like you saw a... Kind of like if you played the video game, you have like their opening sequence of like, this is going on with this side, this is going on with that side, and boom, they meet in the middle. Everything just came into like fruition. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird how they did it because I think it's like the wrong in terms of like what the game is and like previous things, they kind of did it wrong. But how they made like Sub-Zero such an alpha, like Sub-Zero was like the baddest motherfucker in that entire movie.
He's really.
And I mean, he is in like the show, but he's not like an elder god or anything. Like
no.
But it's just like you go on. And I enjoy it every time. They'd be like, "How'd that person not die?" I'm like, "They're all fucking demigods, damn it!" This is real all the time. But it, I mean, it was I very very much enjoyed.
It was a very
the fight scenes made up for anything else that was live.
And I would say like
the, oh my gosh, the fight scenes were amazing.
Yeah, I'm saying like the acting and stuff wasn't that bad. The storyline
I had no.
It was a Mortal Kombat movie. I mean, the storyline is these people get chosen for a tournament and fight. The tournament doesn't happen. They get up to the tournament. You know that because you've seen it. And, I mean, they set themselves to make more movies is really all they did.
Oh, yeah.
The story didn't even get too in-depth, but the fight scenes and everything. And then, like you said, when they finally make it to the arena, and, like, it's got, like, you got, like, Kano, Sonya Blade. Like, when Cabal's a bad motherfucker in that movie. Cabal's sweet. I mean, it was just
a good I also movie. Enjoyed the fact how when... Okay, so we've been playing the game recently.
Yeah, we have been last few weeks.
And, and like, when we saw... What's his... is it Kang Lao? Or who was one of the kicks?
The guy? You oh, Liu Kang.
Yeah, Liu Kang. Liu Kang. And, like, doing the little kick thing. We all popped for it. Because it's just like... We've been doing this in the video game. Now we're seeing it on to...
Well, no,
because
I remember we were playing like a week ago... And me and Juris like always use the same characters. Like Jay, I need to play someone right now as Liu Kang. And everyone's like, "Why do you want to be Liu Kang?" But I just threw bicycle kick after bicycle kick at people.
It's fucking sweet.
I want to. I mean, clearly it's set up for the second one, so I'm really hoping.
If there is a second one, I will watch it. I will. I very much enjoy it.
Aaron Black might be in the second one.
I think Aaron Black
is my favorite person in this fucking.
Aaron Black's a bounty hunter though, so I don't know if he's like really involved.
Watch, he just shows up out of nowhere. I mean, during the tournament, he shows up.
It was like Kano's there.
Who's the guy with the bladed hat?
Kang Lao, that's his name.
Bro, when he threw his hat on the ground, it was spinning.
And
fucking
threw that fucking switch. Well, that's what his fatalities are to the...
one of them.
That's the thing. It's just as brutal as is the game.
Oh my gosh.
Like I was telling my dad about it. I was like, the scene... Because it's so crazy because it's not in, like, Earth. When they look outside the diner and the girl's out there still.
Oh, yeah.
And Sub-Zero literally just puts his hand up like that and all the ice just goes up and he just starts throwing his hands, the ice and everything.
Bro, that was...
Like,
I honestly thought...
That whole scene was...
You clearly knew in that scene something was going to happen because they're both looking outside the window. They see... him and his wife see his daughter out there and their daughter's just chilling out there. It's like, you know, damn good. Well, he's going to try to kill her.
And then at the end where...
He comes out with their bracelet.
Who was that guy's name, though?
Which guy?
The main character.
The main character. I never caught his name. I don't remember. He wasn't a character from previous Endeavor. He was a new thing.
All right, his name is Cole Young in the movie.
Yeah, I knew his name was Cole, but I don't know if he had like a...
Cole Young.
Young
okay,
Cole?
Bye-bye! The fight, though, at the ending with the Scorpion and...
No, the fight was unreal. I mean, the fight was sweet. The thing was, I don't know how much like you guys know Mortal Kombat, but the whole time when he had him on the ground and he was like talking about how he came from hell and all that, I was like, oh, he's about to breathe fire. He's good. Yeah, because Birdie was like, what's Sub-Zero's powers? I was like, dude, he's gonna breathe fire. He's gonna fucking do it. He's gonna fucking do it. Birdie was like, that's stupid.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say,
no.
The funniest part of this whole fucking movie. I don't know who it was. But Sub-Zero had him by the neck.
Was it Raiden that said it?
And,
I'm pretty sure Raiden said it.
I'm pretty sure Cabal had the blade in his arm and was like, watch, he's about to get the soul sucked out of him.
We all started talking about that. He sucked his soul out.
Literally, like, they showed it.
No, but I liked how the transformation to get Scorpion back was because of that dagger.
Yeah.
And once he got that dagger there, Scorpion was able to come out and that, cause to at least finish the deed to kill Sub-Zero.
He's already there, so he's
needing to make sure, like, okay, boom, the thing is like that. And once Sub-Zero had that dagger in his hand, he's like, okay, I can come back.
I also really enjoyed when Cole Young just goes away because he decides he can't do it. Then he just goes out in a shed and Goro's in there.
Oh, yeah, that's actually funny. The real question is, how did Goro know that he was there?
They track him.
He's got the mark. They can tell.
Yeah, they track him.
And Goro got fucked up.
It wasn't supposed to be funny.
He's very freaking like pull him up like this.
Yeah. He said, now I rip your spine out.
That's one of his fatalities, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And then who was the guy that got I'm thinking of the video game actors. Did we play that actor? No, that was Thursday night. We played the game. Gosh, fatalities, man.
There was at one point it wasn't like supposed to be funny where that cold dude's got his family all iced up and his one way of trying to get it out is he just fucking full on punch this ice.
While Scorpion and Sub-Zero are fighting, exactly. He's over there punching the ice. How about you just go fight Sub-Zero real quick, and then you can at least get them out when they're done?
And the ice is not budging whatsoever, by the way.
No, it's not. It's just like he's just the guy that's like in the corner trying to like punch.
Also,
punching
Jax him. With the little arms. I couldn't even. I was like, he can't do it. His arms are so little.
And that's the only thing that bugged me a little bit.
They just get big all of a sudden.
No, the CGI with that was so terrible.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only... The CGI could be better in this, but for it being a Mortal Kombat movie, it's... I really want to watch the next, like, the oldest one. Like, the
They're
most recent.
Fucking terrible.
The 1997 one, I was the one on what we should
watch. I've already seen that one.
Well, no, here's the thing. We should watch that
one. No, we can.
Because there's more characters in that one.
Well, no, those ones also don't only go from the storylines. I've seen there's three.
There's three, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so they don't really like only go from the storyline of like a tournament.
I don't care what storyline.
They're actually you have like they're going to like where the Tarkadians are, and they're like traveling to the rooms. Like they're actually fighting.
You were hoping the Tarkadians.
Well, I mean, Melina was there, but
at some point
I want to meet some Baraka.
Well, if there's going to be a second one,
they'll be at the tournament.
They're definitely going
to
show up.
They have to be at the tournament because there's a certain amount of people selected from every single realm. So there has to be Tarkadians.
My thing is, this might be a long shot. I could see this being like new Fast and Furious type shit.
I mean, I hope.
I'd watch them all.
I mean, it's just more entertaining.
I'm not going to sit here and lie. I did not know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, no, it's in here.
But
we're all here for the same reason.
Exactly. The fight scene and the humor.
The humor is the best part about it. But knowing when we're also, because we've been playing it, like I said, for the past week and a half, the game, and it's like, all right, they're going to do his comeback or his fatal blow or the actual finishing. So it's just like, I don't know, this game and movies, I think, sweet. And that's just me, though. I wish I would have gotten more into it beforehand.
That's another thing. I thought it was fast.
I was actually, like, really into
it. So I was watching it. I watched the entire thing, and I was like, damn, this is pretty cool. And the next thing I know, it's just...
Oh, because I was calling all the characters when they popped up, too.
Yeah,
the only one I messed up was the main character, because I thought he was Scorpion for some reason, because I thought they did something weird where, like, his dad trained him. And he was hard to find out, because he was an actual character. So that really threw me off, but... I like that at the end how it shows he's like, I'm going to Hollywood, and it shows the Johnny Cage poster.
Which
I'm not a big Johnny Cage guy.
I'm not a Johnny Cage guy.
Speaking of Johnny Cage, did you see what The Miz posted today?
Huh.
He posted...
Someone like him is going to be Johnny Cage, probably.
He posted, like, if they needed a Johnny Cage, if they're going to make a second one,
I bet they've already started casting for it. I bet the next Mortal Kombat movie is already in the works. I mean, I hope.
If it gets picked up for another, but all the actors said they would do another.
As they should, because what? How many... All of the... Well, half the characters got killed, so I mean...
No, like...
Johnny Cage...
Well, another thing is, like, not to get political or nothing, but, like, you have a lot of actors in Hollywood who make a lot of money. Reasons happen. Those films are getting less popular because of COVID and things like that. Movie theaters. Movies ain't making as much money.
And how HBO Max...
Now HBO Max is doing this. Well, now you're getting a lower grade of actors. So this movie doesn't have to do as well as it would have had to 5 years ago to get picked back up.
I do want to see the numbers on this movie.
And don't have to do that great to get picked up again.
Because
the highest paid actor in that movie, you can probably pay all them actors for what you would pay a big name guy. No one's making $30 million on that movie.
Listen, I didn't recognize one actor
you know what
in
mean?
The movie.
Not recognize one actor in the movie, but everything, it seemed like it was true.
It did well.
Every single person and character that was in the movie, it resembled to the game in order for us to understand and like, okay, that's who this is.
They did a really good job with Liu Kang, actually. They did like a very, very good job with Liu Kang.
It just looked just like him.
Yeah, it did. They did a very good job.
What was I going to say?
Same moves and everything.
I thought Sung and Blade was casted pretty well, but...
I can't stand Sung and Blade. Right.
My thing is I thought maybe Ronda Rousey could have been a better choice.
They're not going to get an actor like that, though.
She's going to pay her.
I'm just saying.
Because well, the way that she kind of screwed over WWE...
And she's pregnant now.
Well, she's been pregnant. Well,
no, she's just pregnant. Like, she just got pregnant a couple weeks ago.
Really? I thought she was... Okay, man.
No, that's why she announced it a couple weeks ago?
No, she's announced it a couple days ago, but, like...
Oh.
She find out. You know what I mean? Am I just speaking gibberish?
No,
I'm not speaking gibberish. All right. Overall, on the movie, I know Rotten Tomatoes had like 5 points out of 10.
That's Rotten Tomatoes. They only like stupid movies. It was a wrong comedy when he gave it a 9.
I'm going to give it 8, but before I do, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
I'm going 8.
I liked it a lot.
Watch it.
Yeah, no, you need to watch this movie. If you have HBO Max, definitely watch it.
Worst case scenario, if you think the movie's dog shit, the fight scenes are still sweet.
Exactly.
Don't
go into the movie looking for some fucking dope-ass plot that's
supposed to be... If you tell me... That you watched Godzilla vs. Kong because the fight scenes were cool and you don't like this movie, I don't watch movies anymore. Stop. Stop. Just don't do them.
Here's the thing. Never watched Godzilla vs. I never watched
it. It was dog shit.
It was not dog shit.
It was terrible.
No, it was not.
Never watched it. I don't think I played on it because I'm not into King Kong or Godzilla or anything like that. But this movie, I would I'll side with you guys 8 out of 10. The only thing that pissed me off, though, was it ended. I wanted to keep watching. As soon as the camera panned down to the Johnny Cage poster, I wanted, like, all right, let's what's going to happen next right here? The thing is,
they moved slow on it, though, because they wanted to make sure they can make another movie is what it was.
Right, but I was, I mean, how long was it? Like an hour and 50 minutes?
Yeah.
It did not seem like it at all because, one, you got half the room that we were watching the movie in fucking quit and stop fucking talking. Two, sorry. It needed more. I think it needed more. I wanted more.
I was fully prepared to watch whole Johnny Cage thing.
If there's a new Justice League movie that is 3 hours long, why can't it be 3 hours
see
long?
If, yeah.
So it's well,
because that's Marvel and shit though. This is nothing.
It's Mortal Kombat. That thing's been around since the 70s, 80s? What
Mortal Kombat?
The 60s?
Which
one was before? Was it Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat first?
I think Street Fighter was first, but it was arcade style, so it would have been like late 80s probably.
Isn't that where Karate came from?
Where?
Say
what?
Street Fighter? Karate Kid?
I don't know. Nico?
Okay.
Did you see him?
No. Alright, we're gonna transfer. 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 across the board, I feel like.
Just watch the movie.
Give her a try.
Alright, from what the title of this video is about, is the bro code, and so there's this website called mensxp.com. We're gonna go through every single one of these. From what I've been seeing, there's over 20... There's 29. 29 of these
Holy
we're gonna go
shit.
Through. And
I'll be back. I hear Rocco barking.
Rocco is barking at stuff, but boys,
before
we get into this list,
pull us down the end, and I'm moving on the inside.
What?
I'm moving on the inside. He'll say it at the end.
Okay. The mensxp.com talk about the bro code. First off, do we even know what the bro code is?
Oh, bro code doesn't exist.
Bro code doesn't exist.
We're good. You can take your spot. Neighbors were outside and Coach Leek's out there with his dad. I saw him out there and Rocco was over there trying to play with him. He's barking at him. We're good.
But bro code isn't real apparently.
It's not.
I don't believe it. But there's 29 things that say the rules are of the bro code.
Okay, what's rule number one?
Well, before we get into the rule number one, if we know or have been part of any of these, we have to elaborate on how, one, we can't
no
use
names.
Can't use names.
Not even your own.
Nope. No, not even your own. Two, you gotta stay true with it.
Now I want you to know, I'm just gonna use whatever name I feel like using. This is gonna get very hard to follow.
Alright, so rule number one. Have your bros back no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
You are no friend if you cannot watch out for him.
Depends.
What?
I think that does depend.
If he's starting
That's black and white. That's not black and white.
If he's starting a bunch of shit that's purely avoidable and fucks over other people.
So, hold on, listen to
this. I have a friend who's had shit coming to him for a while. It hasn't happened yet, but when it happens, I'm gonna let it happen.
Same.
So I think it gets to a point where you can only defend somebody so much.
Exactly. If you know your friend needs his ass beat in order to cool down, I will let my friend's ass get beat, and so he knows that he's going to cool
me,
down.
And if that's me,
I'm
going to get my ass
I'm
beat.
Not saying that's going to get beat.
I'm not saying any names, Zach, but still, you need at least at some point in order to get your shit straight, get your ass beat.
I like my chances in R&R better than Kramer's. He goes for his glamour muscles.
Zach goes for none of them.
Zach doesn't do anything with that. All right, we go for rule number one.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That'll talk to you there.
Sorry, Zach.
It's funny. No, that's funny.
Two, if his girlfriend asks you about where he is, you know nothing at all.
Yep.
Keep his whereabouts to yourself. Hang up and warn him.
I've done this before.
I can tell you from experience, I've never had a problem with this one.
I've done this before.
I've never heard of this one.
Granted, I was in high school.
I've never had a problem with this one.
Why would you
I don't even talk to that dude very much anymore.
I never really have to, but...
Exactly.
So this is something you've actually gone through with?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Me and, like, five other dudes.
Same time.
We all go to Cancun.
We were on this big-ass group chat, and the dude was like, hey, if blank... text or asking you guys where I was, say I was here.
Jared, please use fictional names instead of blank. It makes
And the problem, no, this is my problem. We're going to use fictional names. I'm telling you what's going to happen right now. I'm going to be like, okay, Tony said this, this, this. Then number 14 is going to come up like, oh yeah, and it's going to be the guy from the last one. And then I'm going to try to remember his name. I'm going to say the wrong name. Then when you listen back to this, it's just going to get all gibbered up.
That's
all
right. It's going to be so confusing. All right, moving on to number 3. If your buddy assigns you as his wingman at a party, make him proud by doing your job well. He hooking you up with the girl he is eyeing is your responsibility. Get on it right away.
I'll play wingman.
No. Zach's a very good wingman. Zach will make sure
that I've been wingmaning for Jairus for weeks.
No, you've attempted.
Yes, he has.
He's attempted, and I, like I said, I appreciate it. I just know it's not going to happen.
No, it's...
I do appreciate it.
I hope it
does. We can't elaborate on that one too much.
No, but
I don't think you should.
Here's the thing. Travis is trying for Jay right now. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But not, it's not a big deal.
She knows what I'm talking about, too. I was telling her.
Oh, we have a live studio audience tonight.
Yeah,
so
I hope.
Come up over here.
Carver, next question.
All right, number 4. You must do all you can to save your bro from dating an ugly girl. Chances are that he is too drunk to even make out if that person is a girl or a guy. If you're sure he's sober, then that means he can shrug off all responsibility and try your own luck with a hotter woman around.
That's bullshit.
If one of you guys make it out, that's you.
Exactly.
That's you.
I wasn't there this time.
No, that says they're too drunk. So I'm not going to assume my buddy's dating an ugly girl after one night.
How about this? Let's move this. Let's jumble the words around. What if it's at a bar, though?
Here's the thing.
Hold on. I think the story's going to go into yours. Say if you're at a bar with a buddy. Or friends, and your buddy goes outside to
get some air.
And some chick comes up to him and starts making out with
him. Hey, I know what you're talking about.
That's how my buddy wants to spend his birthday. That's on him.
That wasn't his birthday.
It was my
birthday. That was not Tony's birthday.
Oh, that was not Tony's.
But Tony did have a good time that night.
Next question.
Number 5. There are 4 things about your bro that must be respected in all conditions. His house, his parents, his girlfriend, and most important of all, his car.
Why do you have a car?
Zach, I don't know how many freaking chips I have to scoop out of my truck every time we go to Taco Bell.
Look in the backseat of my truck from Colorado. I don't want to
fucking
hear.
There's pretzels everywhere. You know how much shit I had to clean out from you and Caitlin in the back of his car because she was bitching at us to do it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. While you sat around with your head in your hands.
So much reason for fake names.
No, I cleaned up my shit, so that's all. My truck.
I went and cleaned it out today, got all the trash out of it, and I was just looking at the back seat, and I was like, I need a fucking vacuum. It's bad.
Did I get my sunflower seeds out of there? I'm pretty sure.
I threw them away today because they were open. Sitting in the back seat, so I threw them away.
I've had a few buddies throw some Taco Bell around my car.
That was a perfect crime. He rode in the front seat. And then let me order Taco Bell. Then he threw a half-eaten burrito on the floorboard because he knew Jairus would blame me.
But yeah, definitely. And
no, you just
no.
Hold on, do we respect?
Because I know Trav. He goes
honestly.
Honestly,
I'm gonna come clean right now. I remember that night, and I remember eating half a 5-layer burrito, and then burping, almost throwing up, and dropping it, and going, "I don't want that now." Then I forgot it was there. Then it was found by Jay the next day.
And he was rightfully mad about it.
Yeah, I wasn't mad about it. I was just like...
I just think it happens. You're kind of like, you kidding me, dude. Like,
we definitely don't keep the dwelling clean.
I mean, it's all right. I only put one hole in my sheetrock.
It's a dent.
Allegedly.
I see it over there.
You can see it from here.
You're not even looking at it. You have sunglasses on.
When they were... One night, Kramer and Caitlin were in this room.
Banging.
Not banging. No, I not hope banging. Not. The door was not closed all the way, but closed. And Zach came through on our little boozer cruiser and just smoked the door, and the door flung open and it dented the sheetrock that I just finished maybe 2 months ago.
But I feel bad about that again.
I'll get a stopper and you won't even be able to see it.
No, you're going to feel like that big band-aid thing slapping on it.
The big bump.
Moving on, number 6. You cannot... Hold on. You just cannot get involved with your bro's mother or sister. It is one of the biggest violations of the bro code. A stepmother whom he hates is still okay.
I legit don't know about those step parents.
I don't know. It's kind of on them not to have a hot mom.
Fair.
Or a hot sister.
Fair. You know what? That's fair.
It's one that risks you run.
I know a hot mom, by the way.
Yeah. We all
do. And I've talked to his mom quite a bit.
Who's?
I can't say names. He's in the Navy.
Ah. I know.
I played baseball with him back in the day. I do know this.
He just likes the logo.
Number 7. If your bro asks you about your opinion of his new date, you are supposed to give him an honest answer. If you don't like her, tell him. Just make sure you're not saying, I want her in my bed right now.
Oh, new Jesus. Date or new girlfriend?
Surely if you're taking an actual date.
Hang on.
If you're bringing a girl, no. If you're bringing a girl around your friends, it's no longer like just fucking around thing.
Yeah.
So I would say,
if it's a new girlfriend, I will that, give only positive feedback.
No, you need to give honest feedback. That's a good one.
Always give honest
feedback. You see, the first time I meet them, I'm not going to just trash them down after, like, if they, like, slip up, say something rude or some shit. I'm going to need at least 2 or 3 times being around the person.
Like, 3 strikes.
I will just say, I stopped talking to a certain person, and then everyone's got a lot of bad shit to say about him. It's like, you should have said this 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Agreed. No, I've been saying this the entire time, so you definitely weren't listening to me.
Yeah, I listen now.
Now you do. I've told you this plenty of times, bud.
That's bad. Yeah, that is bad.
Right, number 8. Moving on to this, mensxp.com's website of the bro code of the 29. No, we're going to 8 now. You must never leave your bro alone without any ride. No matter how much you want to get laid, there is no way of letting him walk more than 3 blocks.
Oh, all right, one of our close friends, Tony, takes Brody and his girlfriend to the Woolworth Kennedy
on Brody's birthday
and leaves at 10:30 to get some fucking wet pussy, dude.
His words not ours.
Never comes back.
Never comes back.
Damien, friend of the show, Damien, went to Colorado with us. If you've seen any posts from Colorado, he's in them. He took me, Ed, a girl that was with us, and one other person home that night, so it all worked out. But no.
May I give my story about what happened this night?
Yes, please.
So, I have a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer. It fits 5 people.
And it's never clean, so it fits like
it's
3.5
people. I have shit all over my car. I had to fit 7 motherfucking people in my car that night.
Hey, I say for the record, this wasn't my problem. I went home with someone
else. And drove all around fucking town. I had to go 4 different goddamn places. It was terrible.
7 people to 4 places. Who are the pairs?
Don't worry about it.
Birdie, Meg.
And then others. We can't say names.
Yeah, actually no names.
Besides Birdie, Meg. They've been on the show.
Yeah, Birdie.
Now, one of them went home with Jay, did they not?
Oh, shit. Oh, one did.
Hold on.
No, I had to take
it. Hold on, my bad rule. 29 to bro code now.
I had to take.
If your bro gets free head on the car ride home, taking you over the bar, you gotta give it to me.
No. Oh. No.
Can we go back to the original
question? I'll tell you, remind me.
Can we go back to the original
question? I didn't come, but you joined in on this game.
I don't know where you're gonna sit.
Worst fucking possible. We're talking about brother's birthday.
Moving on to number 9. Number 9. This is going to get very, very awkward.
This is good. This is actually good. I'm happy we're doing this.
A bro shall never make a bro feel ashamed. Even if he just hooked up with the most hideous girl ever, you are supposed to make excuses on his behalf.
I'm telling you, you guys do this.
Of course. If it wasn't him, it was the alcohol.
You guys do this. You guys
actually
do this.
Just kind of asked you guys this question
like an
hour or 2 hours ago when I first got here.
Cam's here now.
Hell yeah.
Cam, you want to chime in on this? You're it. This is actually really good. This is a very good one.
Oh my god.
Hope can chime in too, but
she can laugh.
Not very bro.
No, you gotta be quiet. You're not a bro. You don't have
a. Not a peep.
Not a peep. If you want to say something, say something.
Yeah, I'm talking shit. You want some Henny? Oh, hey guys, fun fact. Yeezy drop happened this morning. Didn't get him pissed. I wondered why the alarm didn't go off. That's because it was set for 8:45 p.m., not a.m., it just went off.
Hell yeah.
Work has completed.
All right, number 10.
10.
You will do whatever it takes to make your bro look like a superhero in front of others. If he is bad at a certain sport you're playing... If he is bad at a certain sport you are playing, you play weak and save his image.
No one talk, Zach.
What?
You used to message girls and make up these big stories about me saving your life. Talk about this. This is hilarious.
I don't remember off the topic of what the main one is, but it's something about Travis saving me on the school beach trip. When I got in the water and my shoes, Crocs specifically, were filling up with water and I couldn't kick my feet to stay afloat, he go in and save me. I don't know how many people I'd start group chats with, me, Trav, and some girl, introduce them, tell them that story, then leave. So they can get to know each other.
The success rate is so low.
It's zero.
But it's very low. It's one of the things.
You cast a wide net. And the ones you catch.
Because he did that one, and then there was another one where we go to the, we were at the Wardwood. You can have either. That's the more expensive model. This is the cheap. I started with this in the movie.
Take a pull of it.
That's very good. But then it started where, like, I remember, like, I'd be at the bar during this whole thing, and I'd just be, like, talking to a girl, you know, just normal here. And, like, Birdie would be over here, he'd be like, Travis, talk about that time you saved me from a fire. Like, stop. But we can, if you guys can.
Drink this before playing basketball?
Dude, that's good. That's good. Right. I could drink that on the rocks, but I know I can't. It'd be a bad idea. If you want to drink, make a drink. There's here in the strainer in there by the sink. The ice is a little shitty because I need to get an ice maker.
All right, number 11, boys. A wingman is never supposed to put his bro down in front of the girl. If the wingman makes the man look bad in front of the target, other bros are totally entitled to bash him up later. I agree.
Disagree.
No, I agree.
Because Zach, for one, has dogged me as a wingman multiple times. That then turned into a positive thing. But that's kind of... I think that's more of a me and Zach thing.
I don't remember any of this.
I know there's been times where, like, you've talked shit about me or something.
You are a good wingman, though.
But yours is more of like a... Oh, you'll start conversation with it sometimes. Like, is telling girls that Jay can't go home to them because he'll fuck their mom, is that dogging Jay or is that an upper?
With all the advertisements...
It's never worked.
Jay might fuck your mom.
If you slide into our DMs... I am a wingman for hire.
You are a wingman for hire.
For hire?
Yep.
Zach the producer, wingman for hire. Put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, producer for hire, too.
No, because you're our producer. Whoa. Easy, bud. Easy.
I work two jobs.
Wait, what job do you
work? I don't know my at name or I'd fucking post it.
Next question. NFJF Zach O or something like that. All right. Number 12.
Eight.
The bro code permits the entry of a girl as the...
You just pop it, bud. You ain't got to turn it.
It sounded like a duck call, to be honest.
Quiet.
All right. So the bro code permits the entry of a girl as the new bro only if she proves to be worthy of the honor and by common concession, of course. Why, where are you going, Trav?
Back to Travis's earlier comment about how he cuts his one girl off. This applies word for word to what this bitch trying to do. She straight up would tell us, I'm one of the bros, I'm one of the guys. No the fuck you ain't.
And then try to bang me.
You shouldn't bang another homie.
Yeah. Even if it's homies don't hang bang homies.
Never mind.
Next one, please.
Gosh.
13.
We gotta chill a bit. No, we don't.
Even if a girl manages to enter the bro gang.
Nope.
Hold on. Even if a girl manages to enter the bro gang, you shall never reveal the bro code to her. You may treat her as one of the amongst you butts. What the fuck? They kind of had a title. Yep. But never disclose any rule until she wins your trust completely. She could be an undercover agent.
No.
Textbook Megan. I shouldn't say names, but textbook Megan.
Well,
that's
Megan,
fair.
That Brody's woman.
That's fair. No, I'm just saying a girl isn't a bro if she can't be trusted.
Megan's the only girl I'll go to about shit. So.
Megan's not home. Same. I've talked to Megan about a bunch of shit.
14. We're halfway there, boys. We're almost after this one.
Oh, I did.
Hold on. Round on the bases.
Huh?
I'm tired of being back there.
I will move. I'm switching.
You want to switch me?
As long as you're talking in the mic.
I can be wherever.
It, you can be
yeah, I know. I'm tired. I don't like
to be back to being
next,
over here.
I'm feeling like I'm trapped.
All right.
I want to be free.
A bro is never allowed to drive in a drunken state.
Next.
An exception
we
can be made.
Next.
We don't condone drinking.
No, just you can say it, that. Say it,
on,
but we're not going to talk
read
about
it.
My friend Tony.
An exception can be made in case of the bro who has acquired masters of the art of, yeah, you can't drink and drive. If a slosh bro needs to be sent back home, arrangements shall be made for some time at any cost. Stealing others' car keys is allowed.
If they drink rum, they're pirates.
Shut up. No. Make sure they get a ride home.
I do not condone drinking and driving.
No one here at the podcast condones drinking and driving. Kramer, let's get to the next one.
15. Anything a bro does in a drunken state is justified. Everything in...
Hold on.
Time out.
I've never done a bad thing in my life.
Calm down. Anything a bro does in a drunken state is justified. Everything is forgiven for him. You shall make excuses for him whenever required, for he shall do the same when the time comes. Kind of like getting engaged.
Wait. This is kind of like... I might be my own biggest bro. I make excuses for my own
for like the last part.
Yes.
I just heard that.
Crap.
The last one, if the guy has a bro who's trying to become a bro.
Yeah, so don't get engaged when you're drunk. Or,
at least don't get engaged when you're drunk with a
I'm not
real ring.
Yeah, no, I'm not making excuses.
Maybe a fake ring. Maybe
it's
fake. I, my defense, I'll say it.
How was that?
I proposed to a person in Colorado. I didn't even say their name. I just went on one knee, held the ring up. Everyone started screaming. So I stood up and was like, good enough. So,
yeah, this is wild. The engagement was a joke.
Zach was the only one who experienced it, and it was probably not near as good as anyone
thought. I'm the best man.
And the funny thing,
Zach actually recruited a stripper at the strip club.
Yes, he's at a strip
in
club
which
too.
I got engaged at to be his date to the wedding, therefore making her the maid of honor because Zach is the best man.
I ghosted that
16. A bro shall never allow another bro to text a girl when drunk. In case his girlfriend calls when he is drunk, the phone shall be kept in the custody of someone sober until the bro comes back to senses.
Two things. One, I talk the best to my girlfriend when I'm drunk. What was the first question?
I'll reread again. A bro shall never allow another bro to text a girl when drunk. In case his girlfriend calls when he is drunk, the phone shall be kept in the custody of someone sober.
But what if you're single? What if you're single? Because you guys will be doing the fuck I want on my phone.
Single,
it's irresponsible.
If you're single, I'll let you text whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah, you're single.
No, you will.
As long as
also, I hit this person, I'm trying to be funny. And Zach's like, do it. And then the next morning, I just look at my phone and I'm like,
ugh.
I'm like, what did I do last night? Holy shit.
Yeah, that's bad. I don't remember any of these conversations.
Hold on, I don't even buy
that. That is bad.
We've
all been there.
You gross. Hold on, my phone's starting to mess up.
It's hot.
I spilled beer on my.
Can we pop these off?
Pop off the shirts.
Pop them off.
Hey, tarps coming off, boys.
Tarps coming off. I'll wear like tape over my nips if I got it.
17.
I don't know if I'm male or female.
In the absence of your bro, you are his girlfriend's protector. You shall ride her to wherever she wants and keep her safe.
Don't write her, but yeah.
No, that's what it's like.
I agree with this.
I think this is a good one.
Keep her safe.
That's a good one.
If the bro is fucked up.
It's an agreed.
It's a good one.
I've done that.
Next cue.
A bro shall never describe his sexual encounter in explicit detail to any of his bros. This might lead to them to imagining it naked, imagine him naked, which is forbidden by the bro code. Yeah, looking at me naked.
So that's why...
Yeah, looking at me naked.
That's why our buddy Kennedy always tells us about his sex stories?
Yeah, true, I guess.
I know for a fact I've seen our friend Tony's balls multiple times.
I will say... One of those was about me, one of them was not. You pick which one.
Hold on.
Both of those have a time and place.
Hold on. Time out, too.
Wait, hold on. No, time out.
What's
no.
Hold on. Let's. Okay. What about what a few group of guys do when, say, they were to play a certain music to a certain Snapchat when something does happen?
If we get bugged, we get to dance to I Get Beat the
exactly.
Pussy Up every time.
That
is our rules.
That's broken
in this group
right there.
Chat. In this group chat. We don't describe it, though.
Yeah.
We literally just send them the video.
You're saying confirmation that it happened.
I don't
try this. Hold on.
We send a video.
This code is fair, but I do think there is a time and place right taste and right discretion that these conversations can be had.
Yep.
And there's also a time and place
at
the right amount of drunkenness where if I pull my balls out, it's fucking hilarious.
Calm down, Tony.
You guys are going to see my balls tonight.
19. A bro always advises his bro with the best tips to approach a girl. It is a bro's duty to encourage his bro to become an alpha bro.
We all do that.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, but none of us have good advice. That's the biggest problem.
We
it doesn't have to be good advice. It's advice.
We always send our tender message in the group chat like, hey, need a pickup line.
No, nine times out of ten, when we send a picture of a girl, the thing afterwards is she cross-eyed?
This
okay, all right, so
this is 100%.
Our friend Donnell
Found a girl on Snapchat. Still a very pretty... Not Snapchat. Tinder. Still a very pretty girl. But, in discretion, she's not actually cross-eyed. There was about four pictures.
She's very cross-eyed.
There was four pictures. Three of them looks fine. Very pretty girl. The fourth one, I don't know if it was a bad angle, but she couldn't have been more cross-eyed. And we get a screenshot in our group chat that says, is this girl cross-eyed? Well, then it just kind of turned into a meme. One night we were at Nordy's, and I've been drinking. I mean, we're at the bar. And I look over. This girl looks just like her. But this girl's actually cross-eyed. So I'm like Snapchatting Dame on, just going off about it. And he never replied. I was like, what the fuck? Well, I wake up the next day and ask Dame on about it. He said, bro, that's my Snapchat from high school. He said, that Snapchat's been active for 5 years. Why are you sending me messages on it? Because all I saw was, dude, this girl's looking east and west.
I remember that night.
Yeah, that was crazy. Because I felt so bad about it, but I was like...
I called Darnell when I saw this dude.
He said his name twice.
I was just trying to say it.
No, he didn't say it.
He's Darnell. Friend of the show. Friend of the show.
Oh, well.
That's it. You said it twice.
Even though it's...
Alright,
game one.
Alright, number 20. We had nine of these.
We have questions, too.
Never sleep with a bro's ex-girlfriend. That is actually underlined and bolded. If you are attracted to your bro's ex, you shall not make a pass at her without taking his permission. If he wants you to stay away from her, you shall abide by his request.
Even if permission is given, absolutely, no.
Absolutely. Bad news. Never fuck with another person.
May I say one thing?
Bad news.
One thing?
Yes. Yeah.
LOL. Next.
Go.
21. If you get involved with your bro's ex, with his permission, of course, you shall never rub it in his face.
I'm opting out. I'm opting
remember
out of this one.
That
so
it was
this.
The girl's choice to date you, and it was nothing to do with you being a better charm than your bro.
May I say something?
Yeah.
LOL. Next.
22. A bro always looks after another bro if he blacks out. He shall also tell him all that happened last night, however much bad it may be. Bros trust each other with their life, and it shall never be broken.
This is mine. They're good at this.
Dude, I've only blacked out twice. And the best part is, it's like a fucking puzzle the next morning to ask a bunch of people questions. Like,
our group chat gets fucking crazy. Dude, after I puke.
Sometimes, if you don't read the group chat, if you don't stay on the group chat's little messages, and you just skip out for like 30 seconds, you have to scroll.
You won't be able to catch up. You'll be behind.
I haven't blacked out in a while.
I haven't
blacked out. I'd argue I get blacked out just to hear the story.
Valentine's.
I almost blacked out at the Colorado at the strip club.
Yeah, I
was close.
So Valentine's Day is the last time I actually officially blacked out. And then I realized I was on the basement floor, and I'm like, how the hell did I get here? And apparently I talked to you, and you said, do I get a ride? And I'm like, I said yes, apparently. My brother got me.
Well, the problem with that night was I was like fucked up too, and Kramer was there. He's like, yeah, my brother's going to come get me. And he was like with me going on the ride, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude! I just left, and I got the car. I was like, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that." Hopefully, he actually gets a ride.
Last time I blacked out, I woke up in McDonald's parking lot, and I started throwing underwear.
Now, were you in a car?
I was.
Okay. You drove?
No, we
didn't drive. We don't drink.
I was with our buddy Kevin. I haven't seen Kevin in a while.
The tall one.
Okay, I know who Kevin is.
Exactly, and his windows wouldn't roll down.
So. Peter Parker. That's Peter Parker.
No. Peter Parker is.
Oh, is this the big?
It's the big one.
Okay,
it's the big Kevin. Anyways.
This is...
Anyways, his fucking windows, like, his had an old car, so you had to hold the button, and it would go like, So, the windows wouldn't roll down, so I was just punching his fucking door trying to get it open. And eventually, I got the door open. And I was throwing up over McDonald's parking lot.
Number 23. 34. A bro should never let another bro get his girlfriend's name tattooed.
What?
Enough said.
That's too specific. Yeah. That's too specific. No, that's weird.
But here's the thing. I still wouldn't do it. I wouldn't put a woman's name on my body.
Would you put a man's name on your body?
And I would not put it. Well, I mean, I do. My grandfather.
Yeah, I mean,
I got that on my chest right now.
Would you put your mother's name on your body?
Of course.
Potentially.
Yes. The person that... So family, it makes sense. Okay. But a girl, like a person you really don't know?
No, I got a question. It's not really the same thing.
I mean, I'm hoping you know.
What if you get, like...
The wedding band?
The wedding band thing.
I do want the wedding band thing, but then again, I got to...
I'd say if you do the wedding band thing, you don't do the name, because then you can just reuse it for your second marriage. Because exactly. Everyone gets at least two. I mean...
Well, I'd argue. I don't know about that one, bud, but I mean...
To each their own. Get one out the way so the next one's better.
He said the St. Joe Marketplace shows I'm right. So.
Wedding rings are for sale.
24. Celebrate your bromance. If anybody, especially a girl, looks down upon it, shoot her. Jesus.
Yes.
They're just jealous because they're never... Because they'll never know what being a part of a bro code means.
Yep, we're on agreement.
Good next point.
100%.
Good fucking point.
It's like rushing that so fast.
25. The fist bump is a form of appreciation. You shall use it to show acceptance, appreciation, or a go for it. Use this weapon often to have your bros know that you're on their side.
I accept and appreciate you, Jeff.
I accept and appreciate you, Jeff.
I don't know. I feel like a dap up is more...
Yeah, we do that.
I always fist bump.
How are you now?
Yeah, we dap up.
No, but here's the thing. No, Cam, we hug. We don't do that.
No, we dap when you show up, hug when you leave. That's fine.
Exactly. How many more questions are there to these?
Well, I was at 25 and there's 29.
Hell yeah.
We're almost done. Then we have to do actual questions. This is going to be a long show, but I'm fine with it.
I'm down. I'm getting nice after this.
If your bro is broke... The bro code.
Yep.
If your bro is broke, the bro code demands you to treat him. In no cases shall he be left hungry or homeless.
Hold on.
If the homie's
to a point.
To a point.
To a point. To a point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want that. You don't want that him to.
When you bring a girl to the bar, and you buy her drinks sparingly all night at one bar, then make me go to another bar because you think you're gonna get free drinks. Then when I leave, you walk up and tell me, "Hey, bro, come to the bar real quick and make me pay your $12 tab," and then tell me, "Hey, I'll get you later. She'll pay you back." Said you don't have $12 now. I don't like your odds of having $12 in the future. I've got this, but this is the last time I'm doing it.
Yeah, no,
there is a within reason.
You can't let you can't have him depend on you.
Loud.
You just can't.
It's just bad news. It's not.
It's like taking out a bank loan and not repaying that shit.
You got it. If you take out a bank loan, you got to repay that shit.
Agreed. And 27. A bro shall always be forgiven. Bros are for life. There is nothing a bro can do to deserve hatred unless he gets involved with your girlfriend. In that case, punch him in the face.
Or
there's a lot of things he can do.
A plank. Or a plank.
What's the difference of this
one? I will say, yeah, that's a good one, actually. If they go back to what they were when they created... If they go into a dive and then they come back out and they're who they were, they should always be accepted back. With reason. I mean, I'm sure there's special cases out there. But.
Still a young rook, though. Gotta work your way back up.
Yep.
Alright,
it's like a biker game. You gotta ride it back now.
Well, I mean, I didn't do anything like with, like, if we get involved with a girlfriend, but I mean, I left for about 5 years. I came back.
You had to work your way back up.
I mean, honestly, it didn't take me long to get my way back up, but I mean, I appreciate you guys. 27.
He looks so scared.
Yeah, Rocco does look very scared right now.
He's like, put him down, he's scared.
27. A bro should always be forgiven. Wait, hold on.
You just said that.
Never mind. 28. If a bro is unable to pitch in money for beer, other bros shall cover him. He shall not be deprived of the holy ocean.
It's the definition of my house. Look at the fridge.
Yeah, so you got a good fucking
But place. You're not going to get the beer you want. I'll tell you that. You'll get beer. Right now, what you want.
I bought these coolers.
But there's beer. It's all the beer other people like. It's here. Up.
I don't drink beer.
All right, 29, last one. Never, and I mean ever, hit a bro... Yeah, I added that to that. Never hit a bro in the nuts. Not even while goofing around. The bro code condemns such acts. Don't hit your fucking friends in the nuts, bud.
I'm not trying to...
That's more like a high school thing. That's not like a grown man.
No,
man, that's like a high school thing.
I don't care what they do.
Don't fucking touch my nuts.
When I play basketball, we'd always nut check each other.
Well, no, I mean, when I play basketball, I always, like, tug on the...
Well, no, I'm saying, like, in, like, team sports, like high school, like, you'd always, like, tempt each other.
That's high school shit.
I would say as a grown man.
As a grown... Okay, are we grown men yet?
No.
I mean, I own a home, and I have a truck, and I'm still a fucking child.
I would never class myself as a grown man.
I think about my... You always have to have that child in your system. Like the inner child.
Don't beat that sentence over again.
I have my inner child with me all the time. I'm a kid, man. I'm a kid at heart.
You're a goofy goober?
I'm a goofy goober, yeah. Goofy goober rocks.
What are you doing?
I'm turning off my activity log on my watch.
With your nose? Yep. I do that too. I you don't understand.
Are we waiting on Zach to do questions?
Zach!
He's not talking to Cam.
What are you doing?
I kind of like it room temp better now, to be honest with you.
I need to stop drinking.
I need to keep
drinking.
Always encourage your bros.
That Henny's so, doing it.
We are officially out of the bro code of the way.
I got men's Cuba bites.
I enjoyed that, and I encourage anyone to reply to this. If maybe they want to add, they could rebuttal. I encourage anyone. I like that. That was a good one.
This was a gosh. This we gunned each other a little bit, which I mean I'm not mad about.
I'm furious.
You a little butthurt. Are you not fast, but you're just furious?
I actually got a question.
I'm pretty fast.
I got some like good questions, but some weird questions. Can I close out the questions? I enjoy closing out the questions.
I have no questions.
All right, I got two.
I have a little.
Because when so if you have it on Snapchat, I always put up the thing, and I obviously entitle it as "Ask Us Bro Code Questions." All right, so the question I got is: when one lady goes around the friend group, what's the new Eskimo Bros term?
Can you repeat that?
When one lady goes around the friend group, what's the new Eskimo bro term?
Eskimo bro.
It's just Eskimo.
Is that a trick question?
Is there homie hopper?
Potentially.
A homie hopper?
Is that a puck bunny?
A puck bunny.
Move on.
Okay.
Why not fast? Price, Jairus, and I are kind of fat, and we will bog down the speed.
Is that the question? Or?
Why not fast?
I don't think our viewers know just how out of shape I am.
Okay, here's the thing. You're watching? I'll put my fucking shirt up right now. Look at that shit. I am fat.
I don't get...
I
this is a very weird question. What happened to Amelia Earhart?
Bro, she went and she landed on this fucking island and she got eaten by crabs.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did.
They did not find her.
Bro. No, they found a skull.
Hold on, did you say this?
Shut up. No, I swear to God. No, I've only said one question ever. I swear to God, it's not mine.
No way.
I'm telling you. I watched the video. There was one skull found and they were like, okay, there's no way this is Amelia Earhart. It's too big. But it wasn't too big. It was the same size. They burned the fucking skull. They crushed it. It's their fault. They fucked it up.
So how did they crash? Where is the plane? Did the plane
crash? No, the plane crashed in the ocean. She swam.
No, there's no fucking way. She swam.
No, do you know how many people get stranded in the fucking ocean? There's no islands between. She flew across the Atlantic.
So what she did just fall in the ocean and die?
She probably just fell in the ocean and died.
No, bro, I'm telling you. There's bones. There was bones on this fucking island where the crabs.
Are you sure it's hers?
That exists?
No. No one knows because the bone, they crushed the bones and it just.
Who crushed
the bones? You can't have sex with bones!
Scientists!
I will pour the video off after the episode. I swear to God.
You want
to
know why?
That's the most logical thing
ever. Why there are bones? Because the crabs couldn't eat the bones.
Shit, you can't eat the bones.
I eat the bones.
Jay, there are not a lot of islands in the Atlantic Ocean.
You really think she swam to a place without getting like ripped back into the ocean and stuff? You can't.
No,
what?
Hold on,
Jay. So she can't swim in your pool. She can't swim in the ocean.
You got to turn to different people. Anyways, what if one of the plane boards broke and she was just floating on, ejected in the Titanic, and she was like, "Oh, here's an island. I'm gonna try to swim to it," and she swam to it. That's possible.
She died on impact.
How did you know, bro? Because there was skulls on this island.
How do you know that's her bones on the thing?
No one will ever know because they crushed the skulls.
You know what?
They...
This will be a topic for next week. We're going to do some research on it.
Last time I was told Zach was going to do research, he just slept and didn't prep for anything, and then got mad at me for calling him out for it.
There's going to be some research on this topic next week. Mark my word.
All right, we're moving on.
And I will be very well rested.
Would you rather jump out of a plane, I'd assume plane, or bungee jump? I think if I'm gonna do it,
plane.
I'm jumping out of a plane. I'm gonna do it.
I'm jumping out of a plane.
I don't see myself doing either.
I think it'd be weird if you're doing a bungee jump. You're going straight down and knowing that okay, I have nothing to harness myself. Like they pull a parachute.
With the bungee jump, how does it work? You just jump and you just keep going.
Where are you jumping to with a bungee? Like
I don't know.
Save
the Royal Gorge.
White people shit. No.
I would love to go there someday.
I don't know what that is.
The Royal Gorge?
Yeah. The crevice.
No, the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it was the Grand Canyon.
the Royal Crevice. It's like jumping off of that, but you're not touching the ground or anything or rock. You just,
I would hope
you
I
You see your face going down thinking it's going to hit it, and you come back up, though, because it's like the bungee. It's covering you back.
I get the bungee would bring you back up, but do you land perfectly on the platform, or do you go back down?
And they pull you back up, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure.
You're just going until you hit the bottom, and then they pull you up.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
So, are you like hanging upside down when they pull you up?
Oh, you're going face first down.
No, more than that. No, stop it. It straps either your feet or your chest.
I would rather have my feet, but like once you're stopped,
I just keep puking.
I feel like the first time you hit the bottom, it's just gonna pop your back and feel so freaking
good.
That's
true.
But like, what if you land and like give yourself whiplash? Is that a thing?
I would say that's definitely possible.
It's kind of like, what's that one ride at Worlds of Fun that like, it's like,
is it Detonator?
No, the thing that goes like, and like it's
boomerang
roller coaster.
No, it's a thing that they bring you up and like you're like with three people and they drop you down.
Ferris wheel.
No, I know it's on about.
Octopus.
No, it's over
there. Carousel.
Cyclone Sam.
The caterpillar ride from Camp Snoopy.
The Mamba.
The Viking ship.
Go to the next fucking question.
All
right. No, wait.
The ripcord.
The one where they got the cup set up and you throw the baseball there.
Or where you have to shoot the basketball in like the tiny hood.
Oh, no, it's what Damien bought on the trip. Ball in the cup.
Yeah, it is. All right. This isn't a question, but I'm going to read it still because
Hell yeah.
Attention. I want to have sex with Travis's hair. That's true?
Jesus Christ.
Hit me up. I'll give you Jerry's Snapchat.
I didn't try. I didn't know the stripper from Colorado watched our podcast.
I will give you Jerry's Snapchat if you hit me up.
You will. You will hit me up.
Which one of you takes it in the ass?
Not it.
Not me.
Not me.
Zach.
I hit my nose first.
There is not a person
I can't do it.
Present in the cast that takes it in the ass.
That we know of.
That I'm aware of.
I don't know.
At this time.
I don't want to.
Okay. Not saying that one. Here's the question that will close the show. And I'm honestly very okay with this. Does Kramer still smell like hot dog water and he finally cleaned up?
Fuck you, Brody.
Alright. Well, my sense of smell hasn't been all there since COVID, so I can't realistically answer that.
I gotta talk about that after this. I can't stick that question on the podcast.
No, is it the one I asked?
No, it's the one I told you guys about earlier.
I can't remember.
The certain person sent a certain thing.
Yep, can't do that. But yeah, no, that's... I did not feel like hot dog water, never did.
Allegedly.
Wait for our first audio.
Will confirm! Smells like maybe like some Old Spice.
Oh, Travis did that sniff his own ass, man.
I'm backing him up. You always gotta have your homies back. Jay, you should know that by now.
You're always
supposed to go back to back with your homies, Jay.
Always go back to back. Yeah.
Hey, we used to do a lot of
protect the homies.
I hope we made it for last week's episode. I think this was
the lack of last week's episode.
So,
I hope this is a fucking
special
banger.
Guest.
Oh, shit!
What?
Lost Lake CBD.
By,
oh, yeah.
You know it by now.
By this point,
you know this shit.
NFJF bro. Promo code. Is the promo code.
NFJF.
If you want
Holy
it,
shit, I'm
get it.
25% off your order, free shipping in the lower 48. This is good for anxiety, depression. You're feeling off today, you have aches, pains, trouble sleeping, anything you can
get. CBD
oil will help you tremendously.
It won't get you high, but
we're
going
to
be
having a new addition to the website also.
And what?
Hold on, Cam.
We're going to be having a new addition to the website, a members club.
What's the fuck?
No! Club.
And of course, we're clearly members.
That ain't bad.
All right.
Thanks for watching.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you.